And as it's summer, many of us will be thinking about a day at the beach. You might be on holidays right now, staying in one of the many fantastic spots up and down the Australian coast. Yes, in Australia, we love living and building on our coastlines. But this will be a problem as sea levels rise. And to protect ourselves from the growing tide, we're building seawalls. You might see them on your holidays. But according to my next guest, if we don't change the way that we build these defence systems, we're going to be in a bit of trouble. Emma Johnson is a marine ecologist at the University of New South Wales. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
If we want to keep building houses and shops and seawalls on the coast, what can we do to protect ourselves from rising sea levels?
What we absolutely have to do is think about ecologically engineering those structures so that they perform more than just the function of defence.
Now, what do you mean by ecologically engineering? What would that involve?
So there are opportunities there to construct foreshores that are mimicking natural systems. That's one thing you can do. So, for example, instead of putting a totally vertical straight wall, there are very few straight vertical walls in marine environments, you would slope your wall. You would have some terracing, for example. You might even try and build in some soft sediment, because what we're losing often are those soft sedimentary environments where lots of important processes and biological diversity exist. You can also seed structures. So we often plant plants on land, but do we plant plants in the environment? In the marine environment? Well, we can. We know how to do it. It's not very advanced, some of the techniques, but we could do that. And every time we build a building, we could actually seed it with native macrofauna and macroalgae, and that would enable those habitats to build really, really quickly.
This ecological engineering, it feels a bit like shuffling deck chairs on the Titanic. Should we just not be building in these coastal environments anymore?
There are some really good arguments for not building into coastal environments, particularly as sea levels rise and as the energy in the system increases. We're getting lots more storm activity, and those storms are becoming more and more intense. So all of the problems that we have with erosion, for example, and New South Wales is largely an erosional coastline, they're going to be exacerbated. And so there are really good reasons to take a step back. And in some countries, they're actually doing what we call managed retreat, which is where everybody moves back from the shoreline. And instead of building these artificial structures, which are often not very well designed to survive the big storms and the sea level rise, you let nature take its course. You build with nature, and nature has often evolved to cope with those kind of conditions. Mangroves, coral reefs, those sorts of systems actually buffer the rest of the land from the storm activity. And that can actually be often the best way to go into the future.
When you say the words marine community and human disturbances, often the first thing that will go into anyone's mind is the Great Barrier Reef, the ailing Great Barrier Reef. Do you think in some ways the Great Barrier Reef is a bit of a panda to the marine environment, in that it's beautiful, it gets all the attention, and yet we have all of these other marine environments that you mentioned that people just don't think about when we do think about human disturbances?
Yeah, so there are two ways to think about the Great Barrier Reef. One is that it is a panda and it's attracting too much attention. But another is that it's a sentinel and it's a way of capturing people's imagination and engaging them. And I think I like to think about it as the second. I guess the danger is that we only focus on the reef. If we only focused on the Great Barrier Reef, we would miss out on, for example, all of the reefs in Western Australia, which are equally fantastic and important and long and dramatic and biologically diverse. We would also miss out on all of temperate Australia, which is all of our rocky reef systems with the big macroalgal forests and all of the fish and the urchins that they support. That they are productive systems that we rely on and that we cannot afford to forget.
Are you feeling optimistic about the future?
Not particularly. There hasn't been enough movement from people, governments, companies. It's New Year's Day, you know, it's a great day to be feeling good about the world, but there are a lot of reasons not to be optimistic, and I'm sorry I can't paint a brighter future for anyone just right now.
Maybe 2016 will be the year of marine life.
That would be fantastic.
Thank you very much, Emma Johnson.
Thank you for having me.
Emma Johnson is a professor of marine ecology at the University of New South Wales. I'm Wendy Zukerman, and thanks for joining me this New Year's Day here on RIN.